We'll get right back to the show, but we wanted to give you a heads up right now that our signature budget template and course is available at myidealbalance.com/budget.
Guys, it is simple, easy to use, and pretty. Plus, it comes with walkthrough videos and special trainings that teach you exactly how to budget.
We're going to teach you the exact systems we use with our clients to get out of debt, to set up the savings buckets, to create the bills account, and to know exactly what's going on with your paychecks and so much more.
So if you're new to budgeting, our system will help you get started easily.
And if you're a budget nerd like us, this system is about to become your new best friend, your new obsession, because it's the exciting, game-changing upgrade to your budget that you need right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so head on over to myidealbalance.com/budget and snag yours today. Now let's jump back to today's show. Do you want your bank account to become your personal assistant?
What if your bank accounts did your budgeting for you?
It's amazing. And today, guys, we're going to tell you exactly what accounts you need to have opening your bank so that all of this can happen.
Spoiler alert, you can have more than one checking and one savings account. Yeah, you can. I know this blows people's minds. They're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and it can make budgeting and managing your money so easy.
All right, so we're going to dive into this. A lot of people ask us, what accounts do I need to have open? What do I need to have going on in my bank? And which kinds? And where do I keep them? And all that. So we're going to answer that today and hopefully be super specific so that you can go ahead and get them set up.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast.
I want to go back really quick to the whole you can have more than one checking account. This, we're not 18, guys, okay? Isn't it like the first time mom and dad took you to the bank to open up your accounts and you get one checking, one savings? This is the 21st century. We are showing you a new way, a better way to adult with your money.
Yeah.
And you can have as many accounts as you want. You just got to find the bank that's going to do it for you.
Yeah. And we're in a competition. I actually thought about this earlier today when I was on with a client. I wanted to see if you have more or she has more. That's open. Because you guys have the most, but she's got a lot and she just keeps opening them. And then if you add her business accounts, which you have those too,
yeah.
Like y'all are in good competition to see who can have the most accounts. Now, here's the deal. Some banks do have a limit, or most banks have a limit. But if you hit that limit.
I don't know, guys. We found the ones that didn't. So
I think USAA makes you only have 14. I think somebody, one of our clients found that once. But anyway, the point is, if you hit that, you're doing so good that it's a big
goal.
You already won. And we'll help you specifically. Okay. So when it comes to checking account, you had that one. You have that one checking account. And we have a whole podcast on the bills account. We're not going to get super detailed into this. But usually that first checking account that you have, we're going to now convert that into a bills account. That is going to be bills only. It's going to be a checking account. It's the main first super duper important account that you're going to set up when you get this budget system going.
Yeah. So you probably have one account, one checking account right now. Everything is going in and out. You're swiping. Bills are being paid. You're writing checks. Like there's so much happening out of that. But like Shayna said, we're going to take that account and now convert it into a bills only and debt only account, whereas that account is what's only going to pay all your bills. And you will not be spending money out of that account.
Yeah. So all your income goes in and all the bills come out. That's the chunking. Done. That's what needs to happen in that account. Then you're going to set up transfers. We'll talk about that later. But the other checking accounts that you need is one for gas and groceries and one for spending for you and for your spouse. Those are the minimum ones that we want you to have. So that would be three or four, maybe, depending on how many.
If you're married.
Yeah, if you're married, that you want to have checking accounts. So he's going to have his own checking spending account. And this is great, you guys. If you guys don't want to use cash for spending, this is such a good thing because It's not, you're all budgeting together. The budget's together. We're doing it as a team. There's no hiding anything. It's just nice to have my money. If I want to go buy him, I bought him pink Peeps because my husband loves Peeps.
Gross.
He loves them. And you bought the most basic pink Peeps. They have like cotton candy or whatever. Anyway, point is, if you want to go buy him Peeps and he doesn't know about it so that when Easter comes, you can give him Peeps.
Yeah.
Then you have your own account. But so it's just like that. And it's also, yes, I did spend all my money on a new dress or whatever, but you don't care because I'm not going out of the budget, but it's my account. Yeah. So we do like you to have separate accounts.
And no one's judging you for what you spend. Like we say it is a no judgment amount of money that you get to spend and he gets to spend throughout the month. So it's really great. But also you don't need two debit cards to those accounts. So when you open up a checking account for your personal pocket money, you get one debit card for that. When he opens up a checking account for his account, he gets one debit card. Now, it's still in the same account. Everyone has access to it. It's all very organized, but you don't need multiple debit cards to accounts that you don't need them to.
Right.
Does that make sense? Like, you don't need any extra.
Yeah.
And I want to go back to the gas and groceries. Like, some people ask, why do we have gas and groceries combined? Those are super systematic. I get $60 a week in gas or $100 every other week or whatever. It's pretty consistent the amount of gas you need every month. So you can probably combine those and be really good. Some people want them in cash, and that's totally fine. We're not saying this is what you have to do. We're saying these are what our clients are doing and what they're loving.
Yeah. And I do mine separately. So while it may be consistent, I still like to see it separate. I like to see my gas money separate from my grocery money, but you can combine them. Like Vanessa said, it's pretty of anything that you're going to combine. These are the two easiest ones to keep mentally a track of. Mm-hmm. But what you're going to do is each paycheck, you have money going into your gas and groceries account. So you can always go get gas and you can always go get groceries. And instead of having to be like, do I have enough money to go buy the groceries for tonight? Your bank says right here, hey, you have $200 until next payday to get gas and groceries. And that's all the math that you have to do, which is really great. The same thing. If the girls invite you out for dinner or for girls lunch or whatever, do I have money to go? Like, do I have money? Am I spending? Can I go do that? You can just look at your bank account and it tells you yes or no.
Yeah, there's no tracking. A lot of people say, I'm going to just open one spending account and everything is going to come out of there. And we're like, that's not going to work. You're not going to want to have a separate spreadsheet or whatever tracking mechanism to be able to figure out how much is for gas and how much is for groceries and how much is for going out with friends or whatever. If you just have a separate account, you have a separate fun debit card that's different, designed differently or labeled, then it's easy. Like Shana said, you pull up your bank app, you know exactly how much is in that account and what it's for.
Yeah. So those are the 3/4 main spending accounts. Now you might, depending when you do your budget, what else you're spending, like discretionarily spending every month, you might have an account for restaurants. You might have an account for your kids, like all their activities or whatever's going on with them or when you want to take them for ice cream. You might have different accounts for that, or you might be using that for cash. That's going to be up to the individual, and it's always different. Sometimes we have people that just like to use cash. Sometimes I actually have a client that has Family Fun, and she put all of it in one account if Vanessa and I are going out for funsies, first of all, the business hopefully paying for it. I'm just going to write that off. But anyway, then I'm going to pay for that with my spending money, not with my restaurant money, because I see the restaurant as a family occasion. This is when we're all going to go out. So that's why that particular client, she named all of it, like when they're going to go bowling, they're going to go get ice cream, they're going to do whatever. It's
movies,
family fun. So you can do it that way. It's all up to you, but we're just saying we definitely still want that separated either by cash or a different account.
And I think that a lot of people get stuck in the weeds here. If I go here, what does this fall under? What category is this? It doesn't matter. Pick a category.
Yeah.
Make a cheat sheet if you want to help yourself out for the first couple months until you get it under control. Mm-hmm. And then always do the same thing. Always put it under that category. And that's how you're using it from that point on.
Yeah. And just remember, this particular podcast, we're not coaching you on budgeting. We're coaching on the accounts. So we have a lot to say about all of that. But just the accounts, you're going to want a way for, just like with the gas and groceries, for you to look and say, hey, yes, we can all go to Chick-fil-A or no, we can't. You just want a way to look at that. So if that's in an envelope, which we do recommend for restaurants, then that's, you look in the envelope, say, oh, I don't think this $5 bill is going to get us anything. Then that's fine. If it's an account, that's fine too. So those are the checking accounts. What about savings accounts, Vanessa?
Girl, this is where it gets real fun.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes, girl.
So you can have lots of savings accounts. It's so much fun. The main one that you want to first open, or you probably already have, now we're going to label it as your emergency fund.
Yeah.
Okay. So that one we want in a high yield savings account or a money market to be able to make interest. You want your money to be making money for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So you don't want, you're not, all the rest of the accounts we're going to talk about, you're not going to put those over in a money market. This one is going to either, even if it's $1,000, but then once you get to that bigger 10, 20, however much you're going to have in that bigger emergency fund, that needs, like Vanessa said, to be making you money. You're not going to need it to be as quickly transferable as like when you're going traveling or something. So it's definitely a different account, a different kind of account. You're going to want your emergency fund to be over there. Yeah. But then we teach you about savings buckets. We just did one podcast recently about the Glam Up savings bucket. So we have all kinds of different savings buckets that we want you to think about saving for throughout the year. Travel, annual bills is the most important one. Holidays, Christmas, your vehicle repair or maintenance, home, your pets, all the things the kids do. Those are all the different buckets. And those are actually going to all be separate savings accounts.
They are. And the good thing about this is when you go to spend money out of those accounts, easiest thing to do is to pull up your bank app. You see the amount of money that's in there. You need to use it for that specific category. Maybe you're buying an air filter for your AC. Maybe you're buying tires for your vehicle. Maybe your pet has their annual shots due. You go to that account. You transfer the money into one of your spending accounts and you swipe the card. Like, it's that easy
to
know.
It is so easy.
Yes. And take advantage of the notes section. I love that part of my bank. But it's so nice to know that I have all of these buckets. Yes, it seems like a lot of accounts. I get that. But it honestly works in your favor. It keeps everything super organized. It's nice to be able to see all the accounts in my bank.
We'll get right back to the show. But we wanted to give you a heads up right now that our signature budget template and course is available at myidealbalance.com/budget.
Guys, it is simple, easy to use, and pretty. Plus, it comes with walkthrough videos and special trainings that teach you exactly how to budget.
We're going to teach you the exact systems we use with our clients to get out of debt, to set up the savings buckets, to create the bills account, and to know exactly what's going on with your paychecks, and so much more.
So if you're new to budgeting, our system will help you get started easily.
And if you're a budget nerd like us, this system is about to become your new best friend, your new obsession, because it's the exciting, game-changing upgrade to your budget that you need right now.
Yeah, so head on over to myidealbalance.com/budget and snag yours today. Now let's jump back to today's show. Know exactly what's in there and why it's in there.
Yeah, so for one of my clients, actually, they have an animal fund. And this is not just for your dog. Although I do have a client who spends, I told her, you spend as much on food for your dog as you do for you, because she's single. And I was like, this dog is amazing. She's so pretty. I'm like, how could a dog be so pretty? She's like a little blonde French bulldog. Anyway, point is that this client has like sheep and rabbits and goats or whatever. I don't even know what they have. Okay, chickens. So they have real quote unquote farm animals. Mm-hmm. So when they go to Tractor Supply, they're at Tractor Supply transferring from the animal fund to the spending so they can swipe and buy their animal food. This is the system that we're setting up. You're setting aside in these savings. They are savings accounts, which means you can't spend from them. You're going to have to transfer out of it. And you're not going to transfer all the time. You're going to be doing like transfers daily, right? That's not what we're trying. That's not what a savings account is. But it is holding the money over here for you for an intended purpose, on purpose. And then you go transfer it to spend it in the moment. And the money is always there and you feel great.
And this is why we want those accounts at the same bank that you have your checking accounts at, because you're going to be using these maybe once or twice a month. Like Shana said, if you're spending every single month out of these accounts, then they need to be in your spending section of your budget. Mm-hmm. These savings buckets are supposed to be saving up for things that happen every now and then in the year, like your annual visits for your pets. That happens once a year. Maybe they're heartworm you buy every 6 months. So just a couple times a year, you're going to be pulling money out of that. Kids activities, maybe they have a field trip here and there. Maybe they have summer camps that they're paying for, or a holiday camp for church or whatever. So again, if you're using money out of here and you're pulling it all the time, something's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not what it's for. It's for a longer term. And those are the savings buckets. And then we also like to talk about if you have, so a lot of you want to save money for your kids, which is great. You should want to do that. We're really proud of you. Make sure you get your house in order first, then move on to helping your kids in their future. But one thing I told Vanessa is I had a client or a free call or somebody, I honestly don't remember. If you're this person, reach out and remind me, that said that she was wanting to have $18,000 in an account for each kid by the time they turn 18. So that in her mind, it was super simple. She could do $1,000 a year. It was something manageable that she felt was accomplishable. And I thought that was a really great, cute idea. So, and then we have lots of clients, they like to open accounts and they rename them with their kids' names. And then we can set up either automatic transfers or you can do it once a year, depending on what's going on with your budget. And then you could just put money over there. And we do, for the most part, like to say, just do a money market. Or again, one of these high yield savings accounts for the kids and rename it with their name on it. One, because Vanessa will tell you about why she doesn't necessarily want you to do the 529. And two, because we want them to also learn about how their money can be making money.
Yeah. And I want to hit on the money market. Like, the reason why using a money market or a high yield savings account is so important. Let's say you have a couple of accounts there. Let's say you have your high yield savings or your emergency fund there, and you have a couple of kids accounts. And let's say you have $50,000, right, in your money markets between all of them. That means for the year, you're making $2,600 if it's at 5% interest. You're making $2,600 by just keeping your money at that money market. That divided by 12, you're making $220 a month.
By doing nothing.
So literally, you make $220 a month. That's money back in your pocket just by having your money at a money market account or a high yield savings account.
Yeah. Okay? And just, we will tell you, the sooner you do this for you, the sooner you do this for the kids, the more money that they're going to have too, which is really cool. And it's not that you have to necessarily keep investing in it. It's growing on its own. But also speak to them, Vanessa, about when they should use a 529 versus when they should use a money market.
Yeah. So I'm not a huge fan of 529s because I don't like people telling me what I can and can't do with my money. So I am actually against a lot of the, we'll put it in the Christmas fund. Let me, for instance, I had a client yesterday. We were talking about her bank offers like a Christmas fund where you can put money in there and throughout the year, and then you get it back during Christmas time. And I asked her, I said, are you making any interest on that money throughout the year? And she said, no, they just give me the exact amount that I've saved. And I said, okay, let me tell you how that's working.
Yeah.
They are putting your money in a high yield savings account or maybe even in investments in the market. They're making a ton of money on your money and then just giving you the principal back.
Yep.
And she was like, really? And I said, yes, that's how this works. Or you could put it in a money market and make money on your own money and keep it, right? Yeah. So this is the same thing on like when we're talking about the 529s or any type of account that they say you have to use it for this specific purpose. They are in the background making a lot more money on your money. And if you don't use it for that specific reason, so let's say your kid doesn't go to college or they get 100% scholarships and now you put all this money in a 529 account. If you don't use it for school, you get it back at principal, at what you put it in. If that over 20 years, you're missing out on thousands of dollars of interest that you could have made had you just put it in a regular investment account.
Yeah. And I don't have a client yet that didn't agree with this. They want to be able to give their kids options.
Yes.
That's the point of the money. It's not about specifically college. And so you can make a good amount. Like we said, that right now the yield, the average is like 5% below or right above. And that's great. That's a good way to have. And also this money might be eventually used to help with a car. It might be eventually, maybe they're going to do an internship the junior year and you have to get them to Italy to do it or something. I don't even know. But you want to be able to use that money for their, whatever you have in mind for them, for their future. And it might not be at college freshman year at 18 years old. So anyway, that's just our take. You can obviously speak to your financial advisor or take your own take, but that's just our, that's our little opinion on it. So
we're a little strong opinionated.
All day, okay.
Okay. So a couple of best practices, since we've talked about bank accounts for 16 minutes, basically, is what I'm gathering here. But the idea is that you want to name the accounts. So that is super important. I told my client today that she had named her account a long time ago, personal accounts, like personal care. It was like years ago when she named it. And I was like, it's time to upgrade. Go ahead and put a glam up. You can come up with something better, but until you do, glam up. Personal care just does not have the thing to it.
Yeah. And when we first started, we named all of our clients personal care. And then I don't remember what happened. I think I had a client or somebody who were like glam up. Oh, yes. And then I actually have a client right now and she listens to all our podcasts. And I just had a call with her. And she's, I heard you talk about me. And she's like, and I love hearing my story. And it was really cute. But her glam up fund is actually glam up and grooming. So for her husband,
for
the men in the family. So I was like, oh yeah, that's a step up.
And honestly, our hairdresser, her business or whatever she calls it that. And I was like, did we get it from her subliminally?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that word is. Anyway, so you want to name the accounts.
It's like the most fun, guys.
It is. And we've told you before, we have our clients get really creative. Like my name is No is the emergency fund.
And don't touch this, right?
Don't touch this. We have so many different, there's so many fun ways to name it. And then you can call it Jesus's Chicken for restaurant, like whatever you need to do, guys, whatever you want to do. Because guess what? Money is not taboo. Money is not boring. Money is not restrictive. Mm-hmm. This is a fun thing. You're going to see this when you look in anyway. You might as well make it something that you remember. You can name your kids' accounts their name. That way you don't ever steal from your kids because that will make you feel, that will keep you from stealing from your kids.
Yes, I think we talked about this on another podcast. But yes, it's like when you look at it and you're like, oh, I'm going to rob Peter. No, I can't. They're looking at me. I can see that.
Yes. And I can see Peter's face.
Yes. Fine. Okay. So another best practice is to set up automatic transfers. So I'm sure you've heard us talk about this in other podcasts. We want to make your budget as hands-off as possible, right? And in order to do that, you want to figure out how much you're bringing in each paycheck. And each paycheck, you're setting aside a certain amount of money to go into these savings accounts and these checking accounts to fund everything automatically so you don't have to manually do it.
Yeah. And it's the best. Yes. It's literally, okay. So just to get real, I have a client, her husband, having surgery. It's very serious next week. And we did her budget today for April, and it was her business budget and her personal budget. And I said, you don't have to do anything. You're done. Whatever you need, you obviously need to focus on that next week. You don't have to look at your bank. You don't have to do anything. Every bill will be paid. Every transfer will be made. You'll have money in restaurants, which I'm sure you're going to have to use. All of this stuff, it'll pretty be done. You literally have, we have set the budget up so that nothing needs to be done. Unless there is something extra, which you can go back and do later. You don't have to do it anytime right now. And it's just, that is the point, guys. Yeah. Not everyday life, even if you don't have something stressful going, you don't want to have to stress on this stuff all the time or every day or whatever. So she doesn't have to, and neither do you.
I literally just got goosebumps or God vomits or whatever you call them. But thinking about that, because the year of 2020 was the year my daughter lived in an emergency room, literally for the whole year. And knowing that everything was taken care of was so nice. And so I think about this lady, there's going to be so much going on next month for her. And the one thing that she doesn't have to worry about is her finances. Mm-hmm. And that is huge. Imagine the relief. Mm-hmm. That is just so good.
Yeah. And going back to that, the savings buckets, she has a medical. We didn't mention that one, but medical is a good one. And we have different ways that we would tell you. Right now, she doesn't know what this is all going to cost, right? So we're just setting aside money in that medical fund so that when those big bills come, she can pay them. Mm-hmm. And that is also something giving her peace of mind. So really the point, and that's an automatic transfer. Every paycheck, $250 is going to that account just so that she can start padding it for when the bills do come, start coming in. So that's the point here. It's not this, it is for glam up, but it's also for the peace of mind and all of these things that life is going to happen. And we want money to not be a source of stress when all of life is happening. Like, life is stressful enough.
You just don't have time for that.
So that's why we're telling you to set up the automatic transfers once you get good at it. And the other key thing here is to have a good bank. You, like Vanessa said, you're not 18. You don't have to go with the one that your parents walked you into when you're 18 or 16 or however old to get your first account. You pick one that is trying to sell you because they have so many great options, right? Mm-hmm. It might be a credit union. It might be our clients have tried and are reporting good things from like Ally and Capital One and Discover. So just go with somebody who's going to work for you.
Yeah. And like Shannon, the one thing that I love to tell people is when you go to a bank, you're hiring them to do a job, regardless of how it may feel when you walk in. But you're hiring them to do a job. And if it's not the bank that's going to do what you want it to do, find another one that can, because they will.
Yeah. And there's so many cool things that they're doing now to try to get your business. And so you shop around just like you would for anything else. Shop around.
You hold the advantage there.
Yeah. And when my client's opening up his business stuff, and the same goes for business. Look at how it looks and feels, because you're going to be looking at it. Like we just said, it's your personal assistant. It's doing the budgeting for you. So you're going to be looking at it. If the mobile app is not friendly, girl, boy, whoever you are, do not go with them. They need to have a great mobile app.
Especially when you're going to be transferring money and doing the, like Shannon said, if it's your business account and you're doing business out of there a lot, it needs to be user friendly.
Yeah. And even like when you're at the grocery store or when you're at the getting your oil change or whatever, and you have to make those transfers, it needs to be mobile friendly. Very awesome like that. So those are some amazing best practices. Those are the accounts. So what did we say? We said you definitely need the 3/4 checking accounts, right? The bills, the gas and groceries, and the spending. And then anything else you want for spending, like Vanessa had said, if you are finding yourself spending a certain amount on certain categories a lot every single month, then that's going to be a different either cash envelope or a checking account.
And then we talked about savings accounts. We want your emergency fund at a high yield or a money market account. And then you have your savings buckets. Those are the ones you use more often, not every month, but more often, like your annual bills, travel, holidays, medical, gifts, Christmas, vehicle fund, pets, home. There's so many. I can go on and on. But there's so many different savings buckets. The options are endless for you to open, to be able to use, so that way you have money there readily available when you need it.
Yeah. And then, of course, we talked about if you wanted to start setting aside money for the kids, then that's one way to do that, and that how that would be different. So like Vanessa said, the emergency fund and the kids accounts, they may not be in that same bank, and that's fine. But we want the ones that we're going to be transferring and spending more often, like the bills and all that kind of stuff, annual bills, and in the same bank. Mm-hmm. And then we just told you some best practices, and we hope this really helped you, because we have gotten this question 3 times within the last week. So we think you might want to know.
Yes. And if you want, head on over to our Facebook group. Guys, we have so many people in there asking these questions. This is where we got this question from, and we hope that it helped you. And if you have anything else that you have questions on, email us at info@myidealbalance.com.